When we start another new day, another new opportunity to deepen our appreciation of this sublime Dhamma of the Lord Buddha, chant together, experience that wholesome joy of harmonizing our voices with all our good friends, teachers, reciting words that were first uttered by the Buddha himself 2,500 years ago. Turn to the training of the mind, training of the heart, the Buddha said that we become truly human. We express our uniqueness or our potential as human beings most completely when we are training ourselves. We are trainers, we are learners. Lumpuman is to say everything is teaching us. Every blade of grass. But we have to train ourselves to be able to receive those teachings. The mind, as long as the mind is caught up in feelings and thoughts and moods and views and opinions, then it remains on a very superficial level. It's very fragile, insecure. But through cultivating mindfulness, clear comprehension, atapi, right effort, we stabilize the mind, we bring energy to the mind, we bring joy to the mind. And the mind becomes a fitting vessel for the Dhamma. It's ready to learn the truths that nature, everything surrounding us, is teaching us all the time. This is a timeless teaching. Timelessly true. But the time that we have available to us is limited. And we need to bear that in mind. It's an object of mindfulness, means you bear it in mind. You don't forget it. So we are sitting here now, at 5:30 in the morning, 23rd of March 2024. This is the one and only 4:30 a.m. on the 23rd of March 2024 in the history of the universe. Never happened before. Won't happen again. Every single moment is an unrepeatable moment. Every single breath is an unrepeatable breath. It's a unique breath. No one breath is exactly like another. But our mind, we place our mind gently but firmly on the meditation object, and creating this warm friendship with the meditation object. And without a meditation object, we can't progress in Dhamma. It's so much to be grateful for to a meditation object. With the breath, we see meditation, spending quality time with our meditation object, spending quality time with our mind, our heart. So appreciating the uniqueness of each breath, the uniqueness of each moment, the unrepeatable nature of each breath, of each moment. Making each breath count, making each moment count. Whatever meditation object we use at whatever stage of the practice we find ourselves, the abiding quality is that Buddha quality. Clear knowing, wakefulness. The Buddha is the one who has awakened from defilement, has awakened from delusion. So focusing on our object, then it's being awake to that object. You're being awake to your in-breath. Being awake to your out-breath, being awake to experience. Maybe you've had that experience of waking in the physical sense, waking up in the middle of the night. Maybe there's been some sound, some disturbance. Maybe you wake up a little bit of confusion, fear. Then you realize there's nothing wrong, nothing to be afraid of. And you're suddenly fully awake in the darkness, in the coolness, in the peace of the late night. That kind of awakeness at every single moment of the meditation. the Buddha would compare the mind to water, and the hindrance of sensual desire, it's like various colored dyes in the water, the transparency, clarity of the water is lost. Ill will, it's like boiling the water. Again, the stillness, the transparency of the water is lost. Sloth and torpor is like weeds and algae growing over the surface of the water. Agitation, worry is like waves in the water. Sloth and torpor like the water in darkness. So protecting the mind from these hindrances allows the mind to settle to this natural, clear, transparent state. And when the mind is still, free of colors and waves and distortions of various kinds, you can look through the water and see what lies behind it, see what lies below it. So in a pool of water, you can see the stones and the weeds and whatever is present on the underneath. And when the mind is calm and still, we have the ability to look through the mind and see impermanence, dukkha, anatta. So bringing this wakefulness to the mind, this clarity, this brightness, interest, this curiosity, enthusiasm, devotion, commitment. Patience.